Hi, this is Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Gary Goldman. We're broadcasting live from Small Business Expo. And our guest today is a terrific guest, Patrick McDermott. And he's from Crackadon Real Estate. He's going to tell us all about his business. Welcome, Patrick.
Excellent. Thank you for having me today.
Glad you can make it.
Yeah, I got started in this about a year ago. I come from a background of law. I'm an attorney and also involved in politics in Massachusetts. But about a year ago, I became quite an avid walker in my neighborhoods. And one of the things I discovered as I walked through neighborhoods is beautiful properties one by one. And then all of a sudden, in the middle of those beautiful properties, it'd be a house with high grass, broken windows, a knockdown fence, an abandoned car, and I just started asking a question, you know, what's going on with these pieces of property? So one of the things I did was start talking to neighbors, you know, what's happening with this? Usually get a story about, you know, somebody either passed away or a couple divorced and they abandoned the house, a foreclosure happened. So there's always a story behind each property, and I wanted to figure out a way in which I could potentially give back to the community by investing in those particular properties, trying to get them under contract, buying them, rehabbing them, and putting them back on the market, getting a new family in there, and then putting them back on the tax rolls of the various municipalities.
So is that difficult in today's environment to do that? Are there a lot of legal complications when you get involved with that, or no?
It's a typical buying and selling. It's a real estate company that, you know, we engage now the services of private realtors around the Boston area,
mm-hmm.
and they look for properties like this for us. I mean, we do some marketing ourselves to various types of the communities to see whether or not they're interested in selling. We typically look for distressed properties, but the realtors look for that. They look for the bank-owned properties that have been sitting, waiting to be bought back on the private market. We try to get there early and put an offer in. We put about 20 to 30 offers out there a week on various properties. And we buy them just like any other retail buyer. You know, we put them under contract, and then I either take them under my wing myself, and I have a rehabbing company that comes in, fixes the house up, and then I have my real estate brokerage that actually sells the properties when they're fixed up. And one of the things that we do, and the focus of my business now, is because I've got very used to the real estate portion of it, but now we're going to get into more of the real estate investing portion of it, working with private lenders, private investors that are interested in making a better return on their money rather than going into the stock market. We ask them to invest in asset-based lending.
Mm-hmm.
So when I come across family, friends, folks that I meet in the social network, provided that I have so many contacts with them, because there is SEC regulations in terms of private lending, what I ask them is if they're interested in asset-based lending. Do they have money that they would like to invest rather than, you know, dumping in the stock market and hopefully get maybe a 6-7% return if they're lucky?
So is that met with success in that strategy that you're employing?
It is, yeah. We have investors now that invest their money between 9 and sometimes as high as 16%, depending on how much they have to loan and how much of the money they want to loan on our asset. So if somebody's willing to invest 100% of the purchase price in the rehab through their money, we give them a higher return because all the money's available. We don't have to partner up with multiple people. And we usually only hold on to their money for anywhere from 3 to 6 months, because that's how long usually an average rehab takes. So most of the investors are very happy. They're excited because they know they can see that asset. We give them a report. Here's the property, what it looks like now. We've got it under contract. Here's 2 weeks later. Here's after the demo. Here's how we're reframing the house. We got the plaster is in. The new windows are installed. They can actually see the progress of their investment.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the rehab, most of them don't take the money out at that stage of the game. Most of them see the success and they say, roll it over into the next deal. So we've seen a lot of success in that on that front. We're focusing on that now because there's plenty of inventory out there to buy. There's not as much money to use to buy it. I mean, you can go to the banks, but the banks won't close in time. normally these deals go quickly and you need to buy them with cash. And you need
Patrick, we're in a pretty hot real estate market today, particularly in Massachusetts. Do you have concerns that at some point you could be stuck with a lot of distressed property or inventory and not being able to unload it? And how are you preparing if there is a downtrend?
Well, we make sure that there's enough meat on the bone, as they say. When we buy these properties, we usually buy them based on a strict formula of basically it's the after repair value based in today's market minus the repairs, and then multiply that by 65 to 70%. So we're getting these properties at a steep discount normally. So there's enough meat on the bone because where the profit at the end of the day is anywhere from 40 to sometimes as much as, and I just lost a deal that had a profit potential of $120,000 on it for the rehab. So there's enough there that even in a severe downturn, provided we get the properties under contract using our formula, we're not going to lose anything. I've yet to lose a dime on any piece of property. I think that the least amount I ever made on a deal was $12,000.
Patrick, you're based out of Quincy. Do you think that you may take this formula and apply it to a lot of other areas? So what is your dream and down the road?
Yeah, I mean, this is a formula. I didn't invent it. This is something I learned because that one day when I started walking neighborhoods, I started reading and researching on the internet, and I found a fantastic mentor out of Cleveland, Ohio, that actually taught me this system over the course of the last year. And I think in any small business, any entrepreneur that doesn't invest in a mentor program, you're just wasting your time because you're going to spin your wheels. You're going to try to learn some. There's somebody out there that has already done this. Don't reinvent the wheel. And in the real estate business, in the rehabbing and the flipping industry or private lending, people are already out there doing what you may want to do. And I look at this as a perfect way for me to fulfill a lot of things that I've wanted for my family. And we've seen it with a lot of success here locally. So I see a lot of inventory. There's plenty of room for other investors. I partner up with investors all the time. But this is something I want to see go forward. But if I didn't have a mentor, I'd probably still be spinning my wheels doing my 9-to-5 job.
This is Radio Entrepreneurs, Gary Goldman from Truly Yogurt. We're at the Small Business Expo. Joining us to tell us his exciting story today was Patrick McDermott, Crack of Dawn Real Estate. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.